Along with the staggering loss of life caused by the Asian tsunami, many of us have been awed by the sheer power of the waves and the earthquake that triggered them. Some news reports picked up this amazing tidbit. The magnitude 9.0 quake was so powerful, it may have disturbed the Earth's rotation. That description came from the head of Italy's National Institute of Geophysics. Can an earthquake really affect the way the planet spins on its axis? Slate's Andy Bauer has this explainer.
Yes, it can, but not in a way any of us will notice. As you'll recall from science class, the rotating Earth resembles a spinning top. The planet's axis does not always point in exactly the same direction, but wobbles very slightly, tracing small but measurable circles at the poles. A very large earthquake, one of a magnitude 9.0 or greater, can shift enough mass relative to the mass of the entire Earth to alter the course of that wobble minutely. But the speed of the planet's rotation, which determines the lengths of our days, remains unchanged, so we don't need to worry about adjusting our watches. In this case, the Tembler was what's known as a megathrust quake. These occur when one tectonic plate is forced beneath another. Initial U.S. Geological Survey data from the weekend quake and its powerful aftershocks indicate that some 740 miles of the boundary between the India Plate and the Burma Plate slipped an average of 15 meters, and that the seafloor thrust up several meters. It's difficult to figure out the total mass of the crust that shifted because the movement was irregular, but when so much of the Earth moves so far, the wobble of its axis will jog slightly too. Geophysicists have not calculated the exact effect of this earthquake on the wobble, but they will as data are plugged into complex mathematical models developed for that purpose in the 50s and early 60s. Wobble was a hot topic back then because a series of powerful megathrust quakes, including the magnitude 9.2 Prince William Sound quake in 1964, provided a lot of data to work with.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers, with research by Sam Schechner.